rest of the story. Remember, yesterday I promised you the rest of the story. First, let's review the situation. There were two of the most brilliant college football coaches who ever lived, Percy Houghton and Pop Warner. Coach Houghton had a cold, hard, austere reputation, a supreme tactician who demanded precision, and it paid off in the record books. 3 years of one four-year period, he made Harvard the nation's number one team. Harvard's longest undefeated string, 33 consecutive wins. That was engineered by Coach Houghton. Pop Warner, he was a different sort. Creative is the best adjective. During his years at Carlisle, the industrial school for American Indians, he became our country's best-known football coach, forever developing eccentric formations and trick plays. He was recognized as the unmitigated master of razzle-dazzle. Pop was always searching the rule book for loopholes. He would try anything on the field that was not expressly forbidden. And so it was these two dominant forces in college football, Houghton and Warner, were preparing to clash in the autumn of 1908. Houghton coaching Harvard, remember, and Pop Warner coaching Carlisle. Anyway, the week before the scheduled showdown of Houghton and Warner, Pop's team had pounded formidable Syracuse 12-0. News of the shutout did not bother Coach Houghton until his chief assistant told him the rest of the story, that Warner had won by using an apparently unbeatable tactic. He had sewn a special padding onto the outside front of his players' jerseys, padding the precise color, shape, and size of a football. That meant a defensive player would look up after the snap and see what seemed to be a football in everybody's hands. Without knowing which player was cradling the real football, the Syracuse defense was utterly discombobulated. To Harvard's Coach Houghton, such trickery was unsportsmanlike. Whiff-whaff, he called it. To ensure a victory, Pop Warner was resorting to whiff-whaff. Well, the night before the big Harvard-Carlisle contest, Houghton actually approached Pop, asking whether he planned on using the trick jerseys for the next day's game. And Warner smiled. "Nothing in the rules says I can't," Pop replied. And Houghton turned away. And it seemed that Harvard had been defeated even before the first play. And sure enough, when tomorrow came, the confident Carlisle players trotted out onto the field, their brown football-shaped padding implanted elbow high on their uniforms. Of course, no team could get away with that today. In fact, it was Pop Warner's point-winning prank which inspired the rules prohibiting it. That is Pop's prank and Coach Houghton's retaliation. For listen to this. Despite the deviousness of their adversaries, Harvard won. Harvard won. Because before the game had begun, Houghton permitted Warner to choose a game ball from a sack full of footballs, all of which, each of which, Houghton had dyed crimson red. The football was colored the same color as Harvard's jerseys. The ordinarily no-nonsense Harvard coach had produced his own hidden ball play, his own brand of whiff-waff, and he had the last laugh, 17-0. And now you know the rest of the story.